It's an honor to have you with us today, Issa.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you here. And I know there's lots of people who love TED Talks and so are dying to hear all about it. So tell us now, it's coming to town. You are the primary person, the visionary, that decided that you wanted to bring it into Santa Fe. And what inspired you to do that? And then we're going to get into exactly the difference between what a TED Talk is and TEDx. But what inspired you to do this at all?
Okay, thank you so much, MK. Thanks for having me on KSFR. Good morning to all your listeners today. My name is Issa Abdullah, like she pronounced correctly. I have always been participating in the community wherever I live. I live in Socorro at New Mexico Tech for a while, and we were actively involved in other duties, trying as much as possible to help the city with whatever challenges they were going through in different areas in terms of extending grad school students to help the high school students so that education level in the city could actually move on to the next plateau of excellence. So I have actively been involved in every city that I have lived. Way back in Ghana, we did a lot of blood drive for a lot of hospitals through college, and a lot of education, civil education in terms of malaria and other programs, which were very important for people to have a better health. So when I came to Santa Fe, right from Socorro, I was actually asking myself the best way to actually help in terms of the city. And I was going through a bunch of stuff, and I got to know that Santa Fe had a TED Talk, but a TEDx Talk, actually. But that was about 10 years ago, TEDx Aceque Madre. So I'm like, okay, Santa Fe is full. It's actually uniquely positioned. Santa Fe has eclectic collection of industries that actually come together to form something great and very unique. So why don't we have a TED Talk? Why don't we actually put all these great people with different backgrounds and industries for them to start a discussion, which will go a long way in helping solve challenges, not only in this country, but on the whole planet.
Yeah. So, and that is one of the roles of TED Talks, right? So tell us about TED Talks and the difference between a TED Talk and a TEDx Talk.
So, TED Talks was started in 1984. It's TED, T for toy or Tom, E for education, and D for, so it stands for technology, entertainment, and design. That is actually the full meaning of TED. So they started this event 1984, which is even older than me, 1984. And so far, I think it has been very successful in terms of spreading ideas, which is worthy, and they do not only spread ideas, they actually have gone to the extent of pooling resources, not only monetary, but also other resources in terms of logistics and human resources to help implement those ideas that they actually start from the TED. So TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, was started in 1984. And so they came out, they got to know that there are so many people that had actually done a lot for their community and for the planet that they can't have all of them at a global TED program. So they came out with an independently organized event where people can apply for licenses. And once you actually get approved, you could actually put a team of speakers in your town. The team that you put together should significantly reflect the strength of the human resource that you have in the city. And those people are not only going to start a discussion which is actually skilled in solving problems in only the city, but something that could go a long way to solving other challenges in this country and beyond. So That is how they came out with the TEDx event. So the TEDx event is an independently organized event. Albuquerque has a well-established one. They've been doing it for about 10 years consistently or consecutively. And Santa Fe had one 10 years ago. And we want to actually come out with the great people we have in this city to start the great discussions, which will go a long way to solving problems, not only in this city or this country, but the planet as a whole.
So tell us a little about, before the show we were talking about the larger global TEDx and what they do. And you say sometimes they're four-day events. And can you tell us a little bit about that? And then we get the little micro version of that in Santa Fe.
Exactly. Yeah. So at the global TED, one thing that most people don't know until you make up your mind to go is that, number one, they like to invite people to be part of the audience. Number two, they have about three or four different ticket levels. And the minimum amount of money you could pay, even after passing through comprehensive application process for you to be approved, you have to pay at least $5,000.
And this is just to attend.
Just to attend, not to talk.
Not to talk, not to present.
Not to talk, not to present. Wow. Just to attend. So, and it's the next level after $5,000 is $7,500. And then it moves to $10,000 and then to $25,000. So they have about these four different levels. And MK, how many people could actually afford a $5,000 event? And normally it takes the $5,000, which is the minimum you pay, and that, trust me, it gets filled up very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. You have to probably apply the first day they make an announcement that it's going to be, because it fills up so quickly.
Right.
And it's only available for first-timers. And then the other thing is that most people cannot afford that. Though they have this comprehensive program where people go to the Global TED, it could be in Vancouver in Canada, it could be in Scotland, it could be all over the world, wherever they choose that particular year. And they have this number of days because they have this group of speakers who cannot all speak in one particular day. So they space out within, mostly it's like a four-day event. And then they actually intersperse all the talk, because it's TED, it's technology entertainment. So they have to also intersperse the talk with some degree of entertainment to entertain the audience and also to get a message across, because we could carry messages in entertainment too. So they have this four-day event, and people really do attend once you get your application approved. And we want to replicate that in Santa Fe. We can't. We are starting that on a miniature version, or like on a microcosm, and on a pilot basis, studying the challenges we're going to face the first year. And then the subsequent years, we could actually make as many number of days as is advisable. So the first time we're going to actually have different segments on that particular day, which will go a long way to reflect what they have in California, but on different days. Mm-hmm. So when we learn our challenges, if any, and of course they're going to be a lot, then we could actually be prepared or be more equipped to go on a bigger scale the coming year, 2020 and beyond. So we can have like days event, which we wouldn't get bored or jaded, but it'll carry the message that we are discussing on all the platforms.
Right, yeah. Right. So, and you say that these four-day events, and this will be the mini microcosm of Santa Fe's event, will be a one-day event. But also within that, there will be workshops, sort of the opportunity to meet and greet with the presenters.
Correct.
So that we can dialogue about the topics at
Correct.
Hand, and that's what they do at the larger scale. So you pay your $5,000 or
Correct.
Your $20,000, however much as on the scale goes up. But you're able then to get together and brainstorm. So the great minds, in a sense, you're paying to attend this, but it's also a real opportunity to brainstorm solutions for our communities, both local and global.
Correct.
Right. So it's
correct.
Really about brainstorming solutions in the variety of topics that you decide to take
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And so now tell me, you chose, being that we're in Santa Fe, it sounds like you wanted to address certain topics that you felt were really custom-made for Santa Fe, issues that we wanted to particularly address. What were those for you?
Yeah, so one thing that most people may not know about Santa Fe is that Santa Fe is not only an artsy town. Santa Fe has this collective industries that makes it very, very strong. They may not be as large as other bigger cities, but we have it on a very small scale, mm-hmm. but some of the best on the planet.
Yeah.
And we do not want to take topics only from art and culture, but we also want to go into the other facets or other moving groups in Santa Fe that really makes Santa Fe so unique. And Santa Fe has great entrepreneurs, great attorneys who actually work on different issues like immigration or whatever you can ever think of. We also have a lot of people who could articulate on mental health. We also do have people who had actually served at the highest level of cybersecurity who are really ready to share their ideas on the experiences they've had throughout their years of practicing or being hands-on in terms of cybersecurity. So we have all these people. We have somebody called Steve Guerin who actually invented a SIM table. The SIM table was invented in 2001, and Time magazine listed that as one of the best innovations on the planet.
Tell us a little bit about the SIM table.
Yeah, so the SIM table, basically, I know Steve will be the best person to really articulate the details, but what I have seen from his office right in Santa Fe, not even anywhere.
You know, I want to be super clear because it's hard to understand. It's SIM table.
That's S-I-M.
S-I-M.
Correct.
SIM table.
SIM table.
Okay.
Yeah, people can actually check that online. One of the things that SIM table do is that it's so great for disaster management, whether it's flood or whether it's actually a fire outbreak. The state of California actually uses the SIM table as well. If you go online, I think one of the first YouTube videos you will watch will be the state of California using the SIM table to address a flood situation, unfortunately.
So the fire.
And fire as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially more so fire. So the SIM table was listed by Time Magazine as one of the best innovations in 2011 alongside Apple Siri. So we have all these great leaders in
yeah.
terms of in different areas.
We really do. Santa Fe is incredible that way.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Especially we also have somebody who had gleaned enough experience from teaching. She actually won the best teacher for two consecutive times in the state of in the city of Philadelphia, and she's been living in Santa Fe for decades, and she's been involved in a lot of issues, leading opinions and trying as much as possible to solve problems by way of teaching and also playwright. So we have all these people who are actually going to speak on the day of the TEDx event for them to start the discussion, which we think could go a long way in solving problems
right.
on the planet.
Right. And here right in Santa Fe.
Exactly.
Beginning in Santa Fe.
Beginning
now,
Santa
now
Fe.
So the great minds come together. It's like a brainstorming. So here, those of us who've watched TED Talks, and I'm a big fan of TED Talks, I watch them all the time, we get inspired. But what's exciting to know is that these TED Talks lead to then further conversations, and it's a brainstorming event, basically. And so you walk out with the solutions, and then do they do follow-up with, you know, the solutions that they come up with?
Yeah, so one of the things that we are actually doing, which may be unique to most TEDx talk, is we're going to have an open forum. After all the talk. Mm-hmm. And then we will collectively share our ideas on how we could continue the discussion and also, or more importantly, how we could implement most of the, because they are not only starting discussions, MK, they are also adding solutions with their presentation,
right.
You know, recommended solutions. So one of the things we're going to do when we come for this particular program is we're going to actually talk about how we could continue the discussion and how we could effect the recommended solutions in terms of the challenges that were raised during the talks. So we are actually having that open forum, which is very unique. Most TEDx talk do not have that. Mm-hmm. But we do not just want to upload the talk on the video or live stream on Facebook or livestream.com, but we want to actually really solve problems. You know, we want to really solve the problems that we actually came out with. And from their point of reference with the problem and their recommended solutions, we could actually continue the talk. So when people actually come for this particular program on the 1st of June, what is going to happen is that anybody who is coming for the program, we have emails and we do have their social media as well. So the goal is that we could actually keep in touch and then we could continue the discussion if necessary. And then during the implementation, which we need all hands on deck, we could actually be able to come for resources to really implement all the recommended solutions that our great speakers are going to come out with.
Wow, so it's like a TEDx outreach program. It
exactly.
becomes an outreach community
Absolutely.
Outreach program. And now you say your Facebook Live, I heard something in there about now. Does this mean you're going to invite the community, the larger, those who... So it's invite only in Santa Fe.
It's an invite only, we're going to live stream on Facebook and livestream.com and YouTube as well.
Awesome.
Yes.
So that way, if you can't afford to get in or it gets filled up before you get there, you can participate.
Absolutely.
All community mm-hmm. members are invited to participate.
Absolutely.
And invited to participate in their comments.
Absolutely. And we're going to actually pay much attention to all the comments that are coming because they are from real people who are actually coming out with real solutions, whether they actually gleaned their experience from their life or from books, or if they come out with anything, we're going to pay much attention to all the comments that are going to be followed up on Facebook and all the other social media.
TEDx Interactive Experience.
Absolutely.
And I would say it would only be you, Issa, who would make sure to see that happens as a community concerned citizen and a community leader.
Thank you so much, MK. That means a lot to us. Yeah. Actually, it's not just me. There's a team that had really worked tirelessly. The team works day and night to making sure the program is going to be successful. There are some people who drive through snows just to get 1 minute video to capture the pith of each speaker. And I don't know if it's appropriate for me to mention names
yes,
here, but
please do,
especially
share.
Like Leah Morales, she's been amazing on the team. We also do have Noella Abney, who is also so great when it comes to putting letters together for to actually go around for the to invite the we have some sort of invited guest, and this lady is actually working tirelessly on them. We have Walt Borton, who actually helped us immensely in creating the speakers, getting out the guidelines on how we could select the best speakers. And we also have Mike Davis, who also had been so helpful in terms of all the ideas he's brought on board. We do also have this woman, Michelle Moser. She's the CEO of Brand Nature. She has been incredibly fabulous in terms of giving us resources for getting this program done. She gave us her whole office for us to have our meetings and rehearsals, and we are very, very grateful to all these people.
And you actually don't, do you get paid? I'm sorry to ask this question, but
no,
you don't
ahead.
Get paid a lot, right? In putting this on initially, there's not much of a budget. I mean, you have a budget for the TED Talk itself to produce it, so forth and so on. But preparing, all the preparations, et cetera, it's not a high budget experience that I understand anyway, right? I mean, much of this is done, what I'm trying to get to is it's a lot of this is volunteer. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All these people, none of the people that I mentioned who worked day and night to making sure that we're going to have not only a successful program, but a very unique, a program that's going to stand out from the sea of videos you see on YouTube or TED.com. These people are not paid. People who had actually willingly volunteered to serve in their community. You discuss the ideas of TEDx with them, and they just get so fascinated. They don't even ask if they're going to be paid or not, because they know the impact such a program can actually have on the city, and not only the city, but more importantly, the other 7 billion people on the planet. So they are all volunteers, and they've been doing amazingly great. None of them is being paid. And on TED, it's actually it's not for profit. All the monies that are made from sponsorship and also ticketing goes back into production. And none of the speakers are paid to. So even if you see Bill Gates on TED.com, on TED speaking, he's not paid, of course. Mm-hmm. And no speaker is paid. No speaker on TED.com or TEDx is supposed to be paid. It's against the inflexible requirement and rules of TED.
So it's really driven from the heart.
From the heart.
And the mind and the spirit.
Absolutely. You can't take the heart from the mind and the spirit. They work collectively.
They do. And their value is great, is beyond price.
Priceless.
Just like you, Issa. I have to say, any fine. Okay, let's get the word out. When does this happen? How do people get their tickets?
Okay,
so we've got a minute left.
Yes, okay. Just quickly, this is an invite-only event. The invite-only does not mean you need to stay home to get an invitation later. No. Some people, we've invited a lot of VIPs, and also we are inviting most of the higher institutions from high school to tertiary institutions, and they're going to come, the principals are going to come with one student, and they're going to be for free for them, because we think they can actually help us with leading the discussions that we're actually talking about. The program is going to be held on the museum, on the History Museum on 113 Lincoln Avenue, and then it's going to be on the 1st of June. And the program starts around 10 o'clock. And if anybody needs a ticket, you could actually call us or you can email us, and then we could actually meet you. Any of the people on the executive team could meet you and get you a ticket. And the speakers as well. The speakers also do have tickets, because we got to know that they need to invite people that they actually know in person to actually take part of the great program.
Fantastic. So, TEDxSandovalStreet.com.
Yes. What the number?
And the number.
So,
quickly.
If anybody wants to actually get a ticket, they could actually call us. And the number that you have to call is 505, which is Santa Fe code, 913-0770. 505.
And that's it for a wake-up call. Bye.
Today on Here and There, President Trump's fantasy national security emergency on our southern border has been taking a beating recently. The top American military commander for Homeland Defense says he sees no military threat from the South. And experts on the drug trade say Trump's wall is largely irrelevant. AP's star reporters Martha Mendoza and Garrett Burke reveal the reality on the border. The story in depth on Here and There, right after the 5 o'clock news.
Aside from bringing you radio programming 24/7, KSFR has a few other events, a major one being fundraising to continue providing you with the information and entertainment we've grown accustomed to hearing. Our spring fund drive begins March 21st and goes through the following week. Besides your financial support, we need some helpers to answer phones during that time. If you can volunteer for that, please call us at 421-